This is Going Inside, Healing Trauma from the Inside Out. Hosted by me, licensed trauma therapist John Clark, Going Inside is a weekly podcast on a mission to help you heal from trauma and connect with your authentic self. Tune in for enlightening guest interviews, immersive solo deep dives, real-life therapy sessions, and soothing guided meditations. Follow me on socials at John Clark Therapy on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube, and apply to work with me one-on-one at johnclarktherapy.com. Thanks for being here. Let's dive in. Welcome back to the show, everyone. This is our first solo episode. It's hard to believe. And this show has unfolded quickly. And I'm so happy for the results so far, for the feedback, for the reaction and reception that the show has gotten so far. I've been meaning to make this solo episode for a while and just spend some time with you all and say a bit more about who I am and how I got here and talk a little bit about IFS basics, a bit on trauma in general, just to kind of get us all on the same page and really, yeah, for you all to get to know more about who I am. So yeah, if you've been following the show so far, thank you for being here. It means the world to me. This is not my first podcast. I've done, well over 250 episodes of another show called Private Practice Workshop, where I've been teaching therapists about business and marketing and the private practice side of things. And my inspiration for this show, I'll talk more about that, but that is to say that while I'm not new to podcasting, this show is completely new, and these connections that I've made with guests and people that have been on the show have been totally new, and a lot of them have been cold outreach, which is kind of scary and humbling. And I'm always surprised when people say yes to be on a new show, and even having people that are super well known in the IFS world, people like Tammy Sullenberger, Derek Scott, C. Sykes, Daphne Fatter, and I've got more to come. So I'm just so grateful for the reception. Yeah, and thank you for being here. So a little bit about who I am. I grew up in the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia, Roanoke, Virginia, to be exact. It's Southwest. And long story short, I've been out here in San Francisco kind of off and on for maybe 10 years or so. And after practicing for some years here, I came to realize that, let me first say I was trained psychodynamically in graduate school, which is basically the root of pathology, or why people suffer, is that we have faulty relational templates, and people play those out with their therapists, and the therapist can kind of use that transference to create what they call a corrective emotional experience. So that's kind of a bit about psychodynamic work in a nutshell, and that's how I was originally trained. Some years into my career in helping clients, I realized that my clients were realizing things about themselves, but not necessarily getting better and staying better. So I went and got CBT trained, cognitive behavioral therapy, kind of the gold standard to some degree of quote unquote evidence-based work. And so a very pragmatic approach. You know, people suffer because they're twisting, their thoughts are twisted up and distorted and not rational. So it's a very rational approach, and it really works to an extent, and it really helps people question their own thinking. So I trained in that model as much as I could. When I do things, I tend to go pretty deep with them, with whatever it is in my life. And so with CBT, I went all the way to the Beck Institute for CBT. I trained with Judy Beck, the president of the Beck Institute, and with her dad, Aaron Beck, who is the founder of CBT, the godfather of CBT, which is pretty crazy. one day he was late for the training, and he just said, it's because the Dalai Lama stopped by my house for lunch. And that was a real story and not a joke. But I learned a lot from working with him and training under him, and using the model. It really helped a lot of people. Somewhere around 2016, I realized that although I knew how to talk to clients about their trauma, I actually didn't really know how to treat it, which is unfortunately a common theme among therapists. Something like 80% of therapists do not get training in graduate school on how to actually treat trauma. And I'm one of those people. It's just, these are early days in trauma treatment, which is hard to believe. So around 2016, I realized, man, I not only do I not know how to treat trauma, but I'm having clients talk about their trauma, not knowing that's probably causing inverse effects and kind of putting people back in their trauma and then saying, okay, well, that sounds really hard, and see you next week. Try not to get triggered and just putting them right back in that trauma. So I got trained in 2016 in EMDR, which basically was the first model I had to treat trauma. And through that model, we realized that when trauma happens, memory processing stops, which makes sense. There's other important, more important processes to take over. And so in EMDR, basically we have people go back to the memory and then we stimulate both sides of the brain using bilateral stimulation to help the memory move to long-term storage. There's also a cognitive component of EMDR. You can also kind of incorporate the body. There's a lot more to it, but that's kind of a bit about EMDR in a nutshell. While I was getting, or after I got trained in EMDR, I also went for EMDR as a client to start dealing with some of my own trauma. Yes, as you can imagine, like many trauma therapists, like myself, you know, trauma specialists, we got here because of our own personal experience with trauma. And that's the case for me. I have a trauma background, a trauma history, you could say. Fast forward, you know, some years later, 6 years later, I treated, lots and lots of clients through my practice and treated their trauma using mostly EMDR. And I opened up a trauma practice here in San Francisco, where I now train new therapists into trauma therapists. And we use EMDR, and we also use IFS. Talk more about that in a second. We use brain spotting, somatic work, lots of different modalities, but the big ones are IFS followed by EMDR. After some time, you know, of just kind of being having to be in the therapist's seat for so often and so long, I eventually just kind of burned out entirely. And I took a bit of a sabbatical a few years ago from being a therapist. And that was very difficult to do that and to kind of say, I need a break. One day I was at lunch with a friend who started talking about IFS. And I've never heard anyone talk about a type of therapy this way. I've never heard a client be so excited about a form of therapy. No one ever talked about CBT like this, or mindfulness, or psychodynamics, or anything like that. But she was talking about this therapy that had absolutely changed her life and the way she looked at herself. And she just went on and on about how powerful it was. And it was IFS. I remembered a little bit about IFS from graduate school, but all I could remember was that IFS is essentially like a internalized family member. So like you have your dad's voice in your head and we got to kind of control it. That's not what IFS is at all. And so I learned pretty quickly that I had a lot to learn. I went home and I started learning as much as I could about IFS and fell completely in love with the model. It answered so many questions I had about other models like CBT and psychodynamics and EMDR. I took it on as my new model right away and started using it almost exclusively. I will say that I didn't know what real healing looked like until I used IFS and helped a client go through the unburdening sequence of IFS for the first time. Then I was even more in love with the model and realized I want to bring this to as many people as possible, both in my clinical work, my role as a supervisor in my practice, and here this is the reason for this show, is really to bring IFS to as many people as possible, and specifically helping people recover from trauma using IFS. A bit about my IFS training. So I have done, a lot of training with the model. I started off with online courses and books. I went through a 4-month intensive program called Stepping Stones with my teacher, Derek Scott. I'll say more about him over time. And all this time, have not been able to get in with the Institute, the IFS Institute, for their level one training. There's a major supply and demand issue. And so I've been kind of stuck here in this role of this position of like, I've given myself completely to the model. I've gone through program after program. I also help teach now at Derek Scott's program, Stepping Stones. I do one-on-one therapy of my own with an IFS consultant. So that is kind of how I learn the model, is by a therapist doing IFS on me, helping me work with my parts. So I continue to do as much as I can with the model and learning it while being on this never-ending wait list for the Institute in this major bottleneck that they're in. So I think it speaks to the popularity of IFS, how it's exploded and keeps exploding, and more therapists and coaches and practitioners that get a hold of it think, wow, this is it. This is real. This is the good stuff. And so it makes sense. There's such a backlog, but it is frustrating. And so for now, I'm what I have to call an IFS informed therapist, eventually hoping to be IFS trained is what it'll be called. And then eventually IFS certified. But for now, I just, that's where I'm at. Let's get into a little bit about what is IFS. So this is really, at this point, the main focus of the show. That can and will change over time. But I have a part saying right now that I should say more about myself. So I'm going to do that. Sometimes I can jump in and kind of get right down to business, but skip over some more personal things. So I think it's important to say, like I mentioned, I live here in San Francisco with my wife. I have a 4-year-old daughter. We live close to the beach. I am many things outside of being a therapist. And I'm also, I love surfing. It's one of my favorite things in the world. I am also an actor. I became an actor a few years ago. It was a lifelong dream, and I finally went for it in the middle of COVID, and have done a lot with it so far. I have agents in New York and LA and San Francisco. I've shot national commercials. I've auditioned for big feature films. I'm also a musician. I've played drums since I was 10. So being a creative person is really important to me. And IFS has a lot to do with that too, in terms of kind of who we are at our core. Creative is one of what Dick Schwartz calls the 8 C's. So there I am getting back into business again. But that's a little bit about who I am. I love teaching therapy. I love teaching IFS to the clinicians at my practice and at Stepping Stones. I love being a dad. It's a wild, incredible ride. And trying to just take life as it comes while also really pushing forward to live out my mission in life. Okay, that's a little something for now. Let's talk a little bit about what is IFS. IFS is a non-pathologizing approach, and there's a real paradigm shift with IFS. So in IFS, we hold that nothing is wrong with you. Or as my teacher Derek Scott would say, hey, what if nothing is wrong with you? So if you're depressed, you have a depressed part. If you drink a lot, you have a part that likes to drink. So we wouldn't even say alcoholic or depressed person or narcissist or whatever it is. People suffer because we have parts that are in distress and are polarized and are carrying burdens often from long ago. A core premise of IFS is that we are all multiple and we're all made of parts. So if you've ever thought, well, part of me wants to go to the gym, another part of me wants to stay home, another part of me judges me for staying home and says, you're never going to get in shape, you're always going to be looking like this or overweight, This is why no one loves you, etc. You can see where that goes, right? And how a lot of that kind of brings people to therapy, right? So we're all made of parts. And I'll talk about the three types of parts. This is all from Dick Schwartz. But at the center, and what's I think even more important to talk about, is the idea of self. Self or self energy, authentic self, kind of your core, your essence, your soul, the divine energy in you, whatever you want to call it. And this is one of the many beautiful things about IFS, is you get to call it whatever you want. But IFS holds that we all have self or self energy, and self is characterized by, in part, by the eight C's: compassion, curiosity, clarity, creativity, calm, confidence, courage, and connectedness. There's also some P's that go along with those, which I really like persistence, playfulness, things like that. So that is who we really are. That is our innate nature. And there's a well of inner wisdom waiting to be tapped into within all of us. In a way, IFS is like self-therapy, where the therapist is really just helping the client access self and bring self to your parts that are hurting. That's an oversimplification of the model, right? So the different types of parts are protectors and exiles. Protectors tend to be either managers or firefighters. They're either managers are proactive in protecting the exiles from getting triggered. The firefighters are reactive when an exile has been triggered. So managers are like, can be like your inner critic, parts that are kind of perfectionistic, parts that like to control or plan or get ahead or work really hard or achieve status so that people think we're worthy. In other words, so that our exiles don't get flooded and shame doesn't get triggered. And then we have firefighters. Firefighters are the ones that are the parts that like to drink or smoke or dissociate or numb out or gamble or have issues around sex addiction, whatever it might be. Those are our firefighter parts. A suicidal part is a firefighter part, the part that's trying to douse the pain, right? These parts work really hard to protect our exiles, which are, again, the often young, wounded, vulnerable parts inside of us. These are the parts that are truly exiled and locked away in the basement. And the protectors go to great lengths to protect the exile at all costs. All parts have good intent. So Dick Schwartz wrote a book called No Bad Parts. All parts have good intent, even our inner critic, even the part that drinks, right? When we get to know these parts, we often see how they took on these roles because of extreme circumstances during extreme moments of our lives. And then it starts to make more sense. And if we go toward our parts with openness, curiosity, with love, with open-heartedness, then the parts tend to soften. They tend to unblend. So that's another big part of IFS. And eventually some parts will kind of unburden once they've been updated and brought into the present, and we help them release what they've been carrying. I'll say more about that as we go. Some of the main components that I would consider of an IFS session are, one is just getting to know your parts. So if someone is coming in and talking about their anger, or they got really angry at their partner, I would say, can you get to know the angry part or the part that holds anger? Can we go toward it? I use the body a lot in my work. So when you think about that fight you had with your wife, when you raise your voice, what happens in your body? Okay, it's this tension in my stomach. Can you go toward it? Can you listen to it? Can you just put your hand on your stomach and say to the part, I'm here. What do you need me to know? It's right off the bat. And it's such a beautiful, compassionate model. It is really a way of life, I would say. When I realize that, again, our core is one of love, compassion, curiosity, and all these things, and I can bring that energy to my parts, real healing happens. And when I can see other people as parts and that they have a core self that is good, it helps you humanize other people and walk through the world differently with way more compassion than ever. So we get to know our parts. And then the other pieces are around unblending. So realizing I am not this part, right? Like I'm not this angry 11-year-old or this, this 7-year-old who suffered abuse or whatever it is. And a lot of times in conflict, especially in our relationships or stressful situations or when we feel criticized, a part takes over. We become blended with a part. And that's where a lot of the messes can happen in our lives. And so unblending from parts is a really important part of the process. When we've unblended from a part, we can kind of hear its story. Like I said, we can walk through an unburdening sequence, which is a really beautiful part of the IFS model that helps bring parts out of that stuck, frozen place into the present. And they're profound healing moments when we help parts unburden. We then want to kind of integrate. So the system, it's really a systemic therapy. So Dick Schwartz came to it as a family therapist and thinking, well, you've got parts and also they operate like a little family, right? So your parts might disagree about how things should be done, right? One part says you should go to the gym. The other part says we should just stay home and drink. Or a part says, hey, I should have that difficult conversation with my partner. And another part says, no, let's drink until we don't think about it anymore. So there's what we call polarization or what Dick Schwartz calls polarization. So integration and working with your system is part of it. And self-leadership is really the ultimate goal. So rather than being led by a part or being in a part, we really want to work towards self-leadership where self is guiding and leading parts. And when we're in self, we also have a physical quality that's different. For me, it's I feel open, my stomach is relaxed, my eyes soften. I can just kind of see things more clearly and perceive things clearly and openly. Self looks a little different for everyone, but that's kind of the goal, if you will. The good thing is you can get started with the model right now by getting to know your parts, by practicing unblending, by journaling what you discover, by making art, by tuning into your body, and of course, starting with an IFS therapist, whether that's me or someone else. Or if you're listening and you're an IFS therapist and you want to start learning and practicing this model, I offer IFS-informed consultations. So you can reach out and we can work together on integrating this model into your work, applying it to your cases. We're going to work with your parts as well as part of learning the model. But if you're interested in those things, you can always go to johnclarktherapy.com and book a free consultation. So just know that. I think I'll leave it there for now. But like I said, this episode's been overdue. If you've tuned in, thank you for being here. We're going to keep going. I also need your help in continuing to keep going. So if you like this show, whether you're a therapy consumer or a therapist or a coach or whatever, do me a favor and just share your favorite episode with a friend or with a few friends, or gosh, if you have an email list or if you run a practice that has an email list, send out an episode to your clients or whatever. The more you can help me grow the show, the more sustainable this will be for me as part of my work and career. So, thank you in advance for helping me spread the word. The show is going to keep including, hopefully what I think are great interviews, conversations with renowned IFS experts and other trauma therapies like EMDR, brain spotting, somatic experiencing, et cetera. We're just going to see where it takes us. I'll do more solo deep dives like this, based on feedback and based on how the numbers do, and really going to help you also apply IFS to yourself. We already have a bunch of IFS meditations here on the podcast and also on my YouTube channel, just John Clark Therapy. So you can start using the model right away and working with it. And we're going to see where the show takes us. I also would love to do some IFS demos. So if anyone wants to volunteer for a demo and have me do IFS on you, then I would love to do that. So basically a free IFS session for anyone that wants to do that. And then I would just need your permission to put it on the podcast and on the YouTube channel. But that's really a goal I have, is to be able to do stuff like that soon. Cause I think seeing and experiencing the model is way better than me just talking about it. So I want you to see how powerful it is. For now, I'll sign off there. I also have a part saying, I want to say a little more about my teacher, Derek Scott, who recently passed. Derek was an incredible teacher. I was drawn to him right away when I discovered him on YouTube. Also, I felt some connection with him in that we both love to teach. We both, like talking and kind of making content and putting ourselves out there. And Derek was an incredible teacher, I think. And he taught me the model in a way that really made sense to me and kept me inspired about the model. And then eventually he had me come on board to help teach at Stepping Stones, which is where I help teach now, which is an incredible honor and opportunity. So yeah, I wouldn't be here if it weren't for Derek. If you want to learn more about him, he has an episode on this channel or on this show and on my YouTube channel. He also has a great YouTube channel just called IFSCA for Canada. And Stepping Stones still exists, so that's a great program if you're looking to learn the model. But yeah, I owe a lot to my teacher, Derek. So that's all for now. Like I said, share an episode with a friend. Subscribe where you're listening, please. I'm on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, at John Clark Therapy. If you want to work with me either as a client or if you're a therapist or practitioner wanting to learn IFS, go to johnclarktherapy.com. Thanks again for being here, and I'll talk with you real soon. Cheers. Thanks for listening to another episode of Going Inside. If you enjoyed this episode, please like and subscribe wherever you're listening or watching, and share your favorite episode with a friend. You can follow me on Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok at John Clark Therapy, and apply to work with me one-on-one at johnclarktherapy.com. See you next time.